The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 319.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is an entrepreneur and also a full-time traveler, and I'm just really excited to have her on and share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Michelle Rodgard Jessen. Michelle, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, thank you. I'm 26 years old. I'm from Denmark, and I started my business 2.5 years ago after graduating from university where I studied business. So now I have this company where we help personal brands with their online marketing. I have 2 employees, and it's all remote, so I'm traveling at the same time.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Michelle, what's your cultural background?
Well, my dad is from Denmark, but my mom is Taiwanese, but she actually grew up in Brazil, so she's a bit of a cultural mess. And I was born and raised in Denmark, so I feel pretty Danish, but I look more Chinese, so yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. It's quite a background, you know, part Denmark, part Danish, part Denmark, part Danish, part Taiwanese, but your mom grew up in Brazil and you're now in Denmark. So. Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah. I got that all covered. Thanks for sharing that. And Michelle, what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
Yeah, I know it might sound a little weird, but it's actually fake it till you make it, because that's what's really helped me.
That's a great quote. And I know some people have like a negative connotation to that quote, but sometimes it's how you see it, right? I mean, if there's something that you want to be, you kind of you emulate it until it becomes real. And you know, I'm sure that's that's how you see it, right? Just like you emulate that that person or that being that you want to be in it, and it comes to life, because you know your mind can't tell the difference between what's real and what's not. So if you want to be a singer, you're faking it to be a singer, and it comes to life, then you know you're like training your brain to be that singer. So you know, great quote. True. That you mentioned. And in your own words, how would you define self-confidence?
I think it's just a matter of like having like a basic belief in your own capabilities, actually.
I totally agree with that. I mean, I think it's knowing that you're capable to do something even if you have no clue what you're doing, right? Because when
you're capable of figuring out
even if you start a business, you're not going to know what to do, but you know you have it in you to figure it out, and you're capable enough to go ahead and do it regardless of the mistakes you make. So that's a great definition that you mentioned. And Michelle, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Well, I'm not gonna say that I'm completely self-confident at all by now, but it's better than before, because I used to doubt myself a lot, and I always felt like, no, I can't do this because I'm not that kind of person who's capable of doing that. And like, it was this vicious circle and very destructive, always thinking that other people were like better and more capable of doing things.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something most women can relate to. I know I can. I used to think that, you know, I was nobody special. Who's going to listen to me, or who's going to even want to talk to me? You know, there's better people out there who can do it. And, you know, these are just, you know, things that go through our head, right? Because we feel like we're not enough, or we're not worthy, or we don't deserve the life that we want to live, which really is the total opposite. Like, we are enough. We are worthy. We can go and live the life that we want. And, you know, what was that point in your life when you finally realized, you know, that you had the capability to live the life that you have now? What was that aha moment?
It was actually during university where we had a lot of oral exams, and I was very bad at it. I was always very nervous, even though I studied really hard. I knew all the stuff, but I was really bad at showing it at the exams. So then I think my aha moment was, that I thought, like, okay, if I can't convince myself that I actually know this, how am I ever gonna convince other people that I do? So I just started like pretending a bit more, like in the exam room, like I know this, and just changing my attitude towards the teachers, and just showing more self-confidence, even though I was so nervous. And it just really helped that I was just changing my attitude and doing this. So I actually started getting better grades from that. And that's also why my motto is fake it till you make it, because I just pretended and then it became real. So I think in that way I was able to like cut the vicious circle, or what you say, and it's a great tool for me now to just, if I'm in a situation where I'm nervous, I just pretend, oh, I got this, and it really helps.
Thanks for sharing that. And you know, it's crazy when you just change your attitude, what a difference it makes, right? I mean, it's simple, but yet not easy at the same time, because I'm sure at first it was very uncomfortable and you're like wondering, is this even going to work? But it did for you, which is great. And, you know, because of that, what's your life been like now?
Well, it's not like it's perfect, but I think it's given me like a tool and a belief in the fact that I can actually do it. And I'm capable of a lot, and I just have to show it more and not be afraid.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it shows, right? I mean, you're there traveling the world. I mean, it takes a lot of courage to open your business, to live the life that you want, especially, you know, growing up as an Asian woman, it's not always, you know, the way. But, no. You know, at least you're showing others what's possible. So that's really cool. And to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
Yeah, it would have to be fake it till you make it.
Awesome. Short and sweet. And, you know, it really does work when you see it, you know, in a way that can really help you, you know, which is great. Thanks for sharing that tip. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, they can find me on Twitter. It's Michelle Rod, R-O-E-D. I know it's a bit Danish. And they can find my company webpage, workhero.dk, but it's all in Danish. So I'm not sure how many Danish listeners you have.
I think it'll be fine. Google Translate translates everything. So.
Exactly.
So thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Michelle, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Michelle's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Michelle for taking the time to share her story with us on self-confidence. So Michelle, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks again. It was an honor having you on. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Sign up for our free membership site to get more amazing resources for self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.